Same time.
Tight Essex Theatre Company presents 15 Love, Episode 4. At Tapley Hall Tennis School, there's been more action off the courts than on. Jake and Daisy's date hasn't been a great success, and a midnight picnic has resulted in Gina's Walkman going missing and Natasha falling in the river.
Right, today we're going to concentrate on strategy. In other words, we're going to use a bit of grey matter.
What's that then?
All right, settle down, you lot. Now listen to this, you might learn something. Tennis is like chess.
What?
Try and have all the pieces. That means your strokes on the board.
Where did you get that from, mate? The Beano.
Very funny, Will. If you must know, it's chapter 5, page 42 of Lou Carson's tennis book.
I didn't know you could read.
All right, you lot. I knew it'd be wasted on you. You're all keener on midnight swims, aren't you?
No.
Right, for that, 20 squat thrusts on the spot, a quick sprint round the court, then to the baseline, and we'll start.
Whoa.
Come on.
Just put protein powder on your puffer wheat then, O'Hara.
Ach, you sassin' ass don't know good Celtic muscle powder when you see it. Right, Jake, race at the baseline, over the net.
You're on. Hey, that's not fair, I wasn't ready. Oh. You all right, Will?
I think I've bust my ankle.
15, love. 15, love. 15, love.
15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15,
using four hands.
15, 15, 15, love.
15,
love.
And hits it into the net.
Right.
Match point. 15, 15, 15,
well, I'm very relieved to hear there's no breakage. How did he do it, Mike?
He was being flashy, tried to jump over the net.
Will he miss a lot of training?
Well, the hospital are going to give him ultrasound for the next 4 days. After that, he should be back on the court.
Where is he now?
Where I'd like to be, in bed, feet up, watching the TV.
So sorry, am I late? No, Rosemary, we haven't started yet. Help yourself to coffee, and there's a packet of oatcakes next to the sugar.
Oh, may I? I love them.
Any sign of Lou?
He's just parking his car. Hillary, before the meeting starts, I've got to say that I was rather shocked about this midnight swim episode. I mean, someone could have drowned.
I hardly think so.
Rosemary, that was over 2 weeks ago. I have talked to all those concerned. I don't think it'll happen again.
I hope you're right. At least Daisy had the sense not to get involved.
Well, by all accounts, Natasha Knowles only got her ankles wet. Hardly comparable to the Titanic.
Hey, morning all. Oh, is that fresh coffee I smell? Oh, thank you, Rosemary. I'd love a cup.
Oh, right.
Trust you all had a good weekend, because mine was a beauty.
Was it legal?
If you call watching a matinee of Carmen at Covent Garden illegal, then I'll gladly do life.
How wonderful. Alas, I can only offer student assessment this morning. Now, are we all ready?
Oh, cover your nose when you sneeze, Tash. It's revolting.
Oh, sorry. I'm still not right, you know.
I'll second that.
Look, Tina, if it wasn't for my heroic attempt to try and find your Walkman, I wouldn't have this chill today.
It didn't do much good, did it? Still hasn't turned up.
It's no good. I can't do any more rowing.
You call that rowing? I've seen more animation from a slug.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Daisy. How's Will?
Well, he's a bit down, but he'll live. Tash, I've lent him your Jackie Collins. Do you mind?
Oh, Daisy, I'd only got a couple of pages to go.
Well, you're all heart, Tash. Why don't you read something a bit more advanced?
I won't hear a word against Jackie Collins. Anyway, it's not Will's cup of tea. I'd have thought he'd be more into the life of Gaza.
If you finish rowing, Tash.
Be my guest. I'll just have a gentle pedal.
You're looking very pleased with yourself, Daisy.
Am I? Well, oh, to hell with it. I can tell you now.
You've made it up with Jake.
Oh, do me a favour. He's history.
What then?
Well, the thing is, I've got some sponsorship. An Italian clothes company have taken me on.
Well done, Daisy. You mean new outfits? Bound to be classy if they're Italian.
Oh, I hope so. They're sending me some samples.
You will remember your friends, won't you?
This new sponsor of yours. Are you getting money as well?
Well, it's all related to performance. The better I do, the more I get. Oh, let's hope I do okay at Bournemouth.
Let's hope we all do okay at Bournemouth.
Amen to that. Oh, dear, I suppose I'd better show Willing. What should I work on, I wonder?
Do you want a list?
I'm sick of your digs. You're not Miss Perfect. Concentrate on your peddling. I know, dumbbells.
No comment.
So, are you never going out with Jake again, Daisy? You've been so quiet about what happened.
Not much to say. Got a bit heavy, did it?
Well, it was all so silly. We had a really nice time at the cinema. We had a lovely meal, and then he went and spoilt it.
How? What did he do?
Well, he wanted to go further than me. I ended up feeling really guilty for saying no. I mean, it was our first time out together. He just went too far.
How far?
I mean, what? Natasha, I'm not giving you diagrams. Use your imagination. Anyway, who needs that hassle?
I bet Will's over the moon that you're not seeing Jake anymore.
Yes, he's always fancied you.
Oh, I don't know about that. He's not very happy to see me just now.
Why don't we do something to cheer him up?
Last time you suggested that, I lost my Walkman and you ended up in the river.
How about Trivial Pursuit tonight after supper? In his room.
Brilliant idea. I love Trivial Pursuits. Of course, I'm used to the Genius edition.
Oh, yeah? What's the capital of Czechoslovakia?
Budapest?
Well, her fitness is exemplary. She never makes a fuss. When she needs a glucose boost, she goes and does it. No problems there.
Rosemary, any comments on Gina?
Her serve is weak, needs a lot of work. But she wants to improve, and I'm sure she will.
Right. On we go. Last but not least, Will O'Hara, who had a bit of a nasty fall this morning. But we think he's all right.
Yes, yes, a bit of a ligament pull. He'll be fine in a few days, and certainly fit for Bournemouth in 3 weeks.
I find him a very personable young man, always willing to help out. Mike, his fitness.
Well, he's come up to scratch on every test. He has to push himself, but his improvement is noticeable.
He worries me.
In what way, Lou?
I detect a lack of self-belief. Now, I've only had one session with him, but I sense a lot of insecurity there. I don't think the family situation helps. He seems to avoid confrontational talk about winning, almost as if he's afraid of it.
Yes. Yes, he doesn't seem to be able to produce in matches what he can do in training.
What do you suggest?
I don't think we need to be heavy-handed about it at the moment, but it's just something to be aware of. Oh, Hillary, just to let you know, I've juggled me dates around so I could be at Bournemouth for the whole week.
That's good news. I'm sure the pupils would appreciate it.
Not to mention the beer tin.
Some kind of friend you are, Lee. Trying to kill me off?
I'm only trying to cheer you up, Will. Perhaps you'd like something more familiar.
It in. Or you'll find your fiddle floating down the river tap.
You wouldn't do that. It's worth too much money.
Watch me.
I know. Here's one. You'll like this.
Lily, will you piss off out of here? I'm not in the mood for your childish behaviour.
Sorry, Will. Is your ankle hurting? Shall I get some ice?
No, what's the point? It won't do any good.
Yes, it will. It'll reduce the swelling.
God, you're an expert on everything, aren't you? Next time you want to stick needles in me.
The mood you're in, I don't think anything would help. Come on, let's go for lunch.
I'm not hungry.
But you've got to eat. You tell him, Natasha.
What? God, your ankle. It's enormous. I bet it's really painful.
Try and persuade him to go to lunch, Natasha. I'll see you in there.
What do you want?
I've come with a message of cheer from the girls. It's been decided that it would be a good thing if we all played Trivial Pursuit in your room after supper tonight.
What if I don't want that?
Nonsense, of course you do. You won't be doing anything else today.
Actually, Natasha, I've got ultrasound at 3 and another physio session at 5 o'clock, so I might just want a quiet evening.
No, you won't. You'll have a lovely time. We thought about 8 o'clock. Okay, bye.
Oh, it's no good. It's not going to be better in time.
Daisy, it's all set up. I've told Will 8 o'clock tonight in his room. Wow, is this from your sponsor? How much stuff have they sent you?
It's just arrived. Look, shall we have a look?
You bet. Look at this tracksuit. Wow. It's divine. Matching headbands, socks, and look, they've sent you trainers.
Natasha, don't get them all out. They get spoiled.
Here's a letter.
Thanks.
Gina, come over here. You'll be so jealous. The stuff from Daisy's sponsor's arrived.
Blimey, do you think they've sent enough? Must have cost a fortune.
Why don't I try these super culottes on and model them for you?
God, it's lovely.
Look, they've got hidden pockets. And here's the matching...
Put them down.
What?
I said put them down now. It's all going back.
Why? What do you mean?
There's no way I can wear this stuff. Not now. I wish I'd never heard of Milano Barucci.
Something's upset, huh?
Yes.
Dear Daisy Otter, we are delighted that you have accepted our sponsorship and hope you will be pleased with the merchandise we have sent. Milano Barucci are thrilled to be associated with the famous name of Rosemary Kavanagh and hope that you will achieve similar success as your mother in the course of your career. As agreed with Mrs. Kavanagh, a photo call has been arranged for you both at Bournemouth. Your mother has all the details enclosed with the merchandise we have sent her. Rosemary must have arranged it all.
What, the sponsorship deal, you mean?
Yes. And I wouldn't want to be in her shoes when Daisy gets hold of her. Oh, look, this hood's detachable. No!
Surely, Mike, 30-0!
What? Your forehand was way out!
No way! You just didn't reach it!
I didn't bother, Jake. I could see it was out.
You're crazy.
Yes! Game to me.
No way! No way! It was out by a yard.
You're really having an attitude problem today, son.
I think you're having an eyesight problem, old man.
Don't make excuses just because you can't control...
I'm not making excuses! It's you! You've cracked! If you couldn't see that serve was out, you've no right to be on a tennis court, let alone coaching me.
You're right, Jake. I don't work with spoilt kids. Come back for coaching in a few years' time when you've grown up.
Oh, hell!
Watch it.
That's all I need.
Problems, Jack?
It's not me who's got problems. Mike Shale can't see straight. I think 20/20 vision should be minimum requirement for a tennis coach, don't you?
Yep, think you're right. Bit of it, linesmen and umpires don't always have it either.
Well, it shouldn't be allowed.
Why are you wasting all this energy on a lousy call? It's self-defeating. This is going to happen to you every time you pick up your racket. Learn the percentage game. For every bad call you have, you get one in your favour. You're diffusing your concentration by allowing yourself to get upset. Use your anger by channeling it into the game, not the call.
You've set this up, haven't you? You and Mike between you.
It's a lesson you needed to learn, Jake, and I've watched you. What's holding you back now is your temperament, not your talent.
You think I've got a personality problem, do you?
Nah, you're missing the point. If you understand the anger in your everyday life, you'll be much better at controlling it on the court.
Well, you get angry, don't you?
Only when I get my tax return.
But I think I play better tennis when I'm fired up.
Your results don't show it, and if you carry on like this, you'll self-destruct. Believe me, I've seen it too many times.
So what do I do then?
I think you could do a lot more work off the court.
What do you mean?
With me. Give me a chance in these sessions. I reckon between us we'll get there. And I guarantee you'll see an improvement in your game.
Can I have money on that?
Put it this way. You win the Bournemouth Junior Classic and you won't owe me a penny.
About.
You've gone behind my back again. Why do you always do this? Do you want to make me look stupid?
Keep your voice down, Daisy. Everyone can hear.
I don't care.
Better get in the car.
You can turn this off for a start.
What's this all about, Daisy?
Oh, don't play the innocent with me. The clothes have just arrived from Milano Barucci with instructions about your photo call. You arranged it all, didn't you? All the time you let me think that I'd won that sponsorship myself on my own merit.
But darling, you did, sort of. I only suggested you. They could have turned you down.
Oh, they're hardly going to, are they? When they've got the famous Rosemary Kavanagh thrown in. For a fee, of course. Just how much are they paying you, Mum?
Quite a lot, actually. And I don't think you need to take that tone of voice with me, young lady.
It's so underhand. Why didn't you discuss it with me?
I met the Barucci's by chance at a dinner party. I had to seize the opportunity.
Oh, yes, for yourself. You never tell me anything.
All right. You want to know? Then listen.
We've had to put the house up for sale because the bank are foreclosing on the mortgage. And yes, Daisy, at this moment, we do need the money. We need every penny.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because, my darling, nothing must get in the way of your tennis. It's the most important thing.
What, more important than a roof over your head?
You have the chance to be a great champion. You have it all before you. Nothing must stop you, and I'll do anything, anything at all, that will help you get to the top.
When's the house going to be sold?
As soon as we find a buyer.
Where will we live?
We'll stay in the same area, darling. We'll just get a smaller house. Now, you're not to worry about it.
Not to worry? You're telling me we're on the verge of bankruptcy, and I'm not to worry.
It'll sort itself out, Daisy. That's why I've been rushing round trying to earn some money. That's why I'm here.
I wish you'd told me this earlier.
It's not your problem. You have enough to concentrate on here.
Mum, can I ask you something?
Of course, darling.
Do you ever resent the fact that you had to give up so young?
Never. I had a couple of golden years. In my day, there wasn't the competition there is now. I wanted a family, and I know that I didn't have half the talent you have. Daisy, you could be a first-class player.
I suppose I can't say no to this sponsorship thing now, can I?
It would be helpful, darling.
Okay. Oh, I'd better get back quickly. I've told the girls to send the parcel back. By now, half those clothes will be in Natasha's wardrobe.
Come in.
Hello, Will. I've come to see how you, why are the curtains closed? Are you planning a sales?
No.
I'm glad to hear it. Ah, that's better. Now I can see you. Oh, dear, not a pretty sight. Come on, then, what's the problem?
Nothing.
Well, you can't lie there like Greta Garbo.
Who?
Oh, give up. Lee tells me you've not had any lunch.
I'm not hungry.
You not hungry? Something's definitely wrong.
Look, Mike, I just...
Want to vegetate? Feel sorry for yourself?
I'm scared.
Of what?
I don't think my food will be ready in time for Bournemouth.
Oh, you sound pretty positive about that.
Well, I think it's best to prepare for all eventualities.
Blimey, you should think of going in for politics.
I'm serious, Mike. I tried to put some weight in my foot, and it didn't feel good at all.
But of course it won't. You've pulled your ligament. But you'll be running around in a couple of days, no problem.
I wish I was as sure as you.
You know, it's easy to think of all the negatives. What about going for the positives?
You're beginning to sound like Lou Carson.
Oh, help.
This will sound crazy to you, but I'm just imagining all the kind of things that could go wrong. I mean, suppose it's not just the ligament. Suppose the doctors have made a mistake.
But just calm down, lad. You're beginning to make me feel nervous. All right. Take a look at this. How many stitches do you think are in that knee?
Whoa.
And look at this. I've got a steel plate in my forearm.
How did you do that?
By being an absolute wally.
Oh, yeah?
And by being 15 feet up a ladder with no one holding it. I was putting some decorations up at this tennis club I used to train at. We were having a little do at Christmas. Anyway, I'd done all the bunting, was just going off, when I noticed one poxy balloon off center. Well, being the perfectionist I am, I just had to clamber back up and adjust it. Next thing I knew, I was lying on my side with my leg buckled under. I'd shattered the kneecap and fractured my ankle in three places.
No.
My arm was all mangled as well. I tried to cushion the fall with it, hence the steel plate.
What did you do?
Well, I cried. Then I screamed for help. I was taken to hospital and operated on that afternoon. The surgeon told me I wouldn't be able to play for 2 years.
That's awful.
I was back on court in 6 months.
What?
Well, I wasn't playing. I was still on crutches. But that didn't stop me from sitting on a chair and hitting some balls across a net.
You're a nutter.
Maybe, but I'm not a quitter. You've got to do it for yourself in this life, son.
How many stitches did you have in all?
Nearly 150.
You must think me a right nerd.
All I'm saying is, don't lose heart. Anyway, Bournemouth is great at this time of year.
Okay, Mike. Point taken. I'll try not to feel too sorry for myself.
Good man. Oh, and one thing. The nurse who took out my stitches.
Yeah?
I married her.
I did my best to cheer him up, but he kept jumping down my throat.
So you've taken refuge in the laundry room, then, Lee?
Yes. I'd rather be doing the ironing than putting up with Will's grump.
Don't talk to me about difficult roommates. Try sharing with Natasha. It's like living with a demented gerbil.
I know what you mean, Gina. I need my privacy, too. It's one of the drawbacks of a place like this. You never get much space for yourself.
Oh, I hated it when I first arrived. I thought I'd never stick it. It was so different from anything I'd known.
Yes, I felt exactly the same.
Funny thing is, the last week or so I've really enjoyed. It's easy getting out of bed in the morning. I even wake up before the alarm now.
So does Will. He's normally the bright spark in the mornings. I don't suppose he will be tomorrow. Shall I leave the iron on for you?
Might as well. The dryer's almost finished. Will your family come to see you play in Bournemouth?
My parents won't be able to because of the restaurant. But my grandfather and Sue Lynn will be coming, if she's well enough. What about you?
None of my lot are coming. But the guy who originally trained me will turn up. He always does. Chuck us the basket, please.
Will! How did you make it down the stairs?
I slid down the banisters and took the second flight two at a time. I'm starving. Is there anything in the fridge?
I got some cheese and yogurt. Help yourself.
Looks like someone has.
What do you mean?
It's completely empty.
Oh, don't be daft. I only put them in this morning. Let me see. Oh, blimey, you're right. I'm getting fed up with all these things going missing. It's becoming an everyday event.
It's not that bad, is it?
Remember my syringe? That was taken. And I don't think my Walkman went for a swim by itself, not to mention all the little things.
Sod the thief. What about my stomach?
I suppose a good friend would offer to make you a sandwich. I don't know if I will, though.
Oh, go on. I'll let you look at the answers to Trivial Pursuit later.
You might have to. I've never played before.
Right, Lee. Here's your starter for 10. Who won the FA Cup in
1964. Okay, Lee, this one to win. History. Name the fourth wife of Henry VIII.
Anne of Cleves.
Correct!
I don't believe it.
I thought you were the one who hadn't played before.
How did you know it was Anne of Cleves?
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived.
I must remember that for the GCSE.
Any more handy hints?
Shall we have another game?
No way.
No.
Does anyone want a drink of anything?
What is that?
Diet Coke, or Diet Coke?
I'll have a Diet Coke, please.
What should we do now? Spin the bottle?
You're kidding. I know one person who wouldn't spin the bottle. She'd hit me over the head with it, wouldn't you, Daisy?
Don't flatter yourself, Jake. I wouldn't waste the energy.
Children, no squabbling, please.
Who's got the crisps? Here, catch.
Oh, just think, this time next week we'll all know who we're playing in the first round at Bournemouth. Can't wait.
You sound confident.
Been reading Luke Carson's book, then?
Might have. I know what we'll do now. Animal Snap.
What?
Animal Snap. It's a great game. You love it.
Oh, no, I hate that game.
How do you play?
Well, the idea is this. You each choose your favourite farmyard animal.
Oh, no, this is what we play at Christmas.
The pack of cards is divided between us, and you play it like Snap. Except instead of saying Snap, you make the animal noise of the person who made the snap.
What? You make your own animal noise?
No. You've got to remember everybody's animal. Whoever makes the snap, that's the noise you have to make.
That sounds silly.
It's the first person to make the correct noise who wins the cards.
Well, you can count me out of this one.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Gina. Give it a go.
Right, I'm a pig.
You can say that again.
And my noise is like this. Tash, what are you?
A cow.
I thought you were meant to choose for yourself.
You do.
I'm going to be a Persian cat in a farmyard.
You don't get a Persian cat in a farmyard.
I'm a Persian cat. Meow.
Okay, I'm a donkey.
Oh, blimey. I'll be a dog. Woof, woof.
You've got to enter into the spirit of it, Gina.
Woof, woof.
I'll be a chicken.
Right, who's left? Who's left?
Lee, what are you? What's your noise?
Right, here we go. Oh, all once round to check our noises.
God for that. Someone strangled a cat.
I've had it. I'm practically hoarse.
I thought you were a donkey.
I'm exhausted. I enjoyed that, though.
Well, it certainly cheered me up.
Let's play charades.
Oh, no, no more games, please.
Hey, here's a bit of gossip.
Go on, tell.
Well, guess who I saw getting into Lou Carson's BMW with a smile on her face?
No.
It's true.
What, our dear head mistress?
Yes, Hillary herself.
Isn't she married?
No, I think she's divorced.
So's Lou.
How do you know?
He told me himself.
Well, she is a very attractive woman.
Fancy her, do you? I feel tired now.
Yes, we'd better go. You look done in.
I wish someone would read me a bedtime story.
What we need is some mood music. Shall I put a tape on?
Much better than that. We've got our own live musician. Go on, Lee. Something soothing.
I don't feel like it.
Oh, please, Lee. I've never heard you play properly.
Go on. Just around the evening off.
Well, just one short piece.
What are you going to play? How does that Debussy theme go?
Which one? You mean the Clair de Lune? Oh, yes, that's really good.
Come on, Lee.
What's wrong?
It's gone.
What do you mean?
My violin. It's not there.
In episode 4 of 15 Love, you heard Ian Arthur as Will, Paul Courtney Hugh as Lee, and Matthew Sim as Jake. Sue Broomfield was Daisy, Lisa Coleman, Gina, and Caroline Harker, Natasha. Jack Ellis played Mike, Christine Absalom, Hillary, Lionel Haft, Lou Carson, and Jane Booker, Rosemary Kavanagh. 15 Love was written by Gillian Bevan, Helen Kluger, and Tessa Peake Jones. The director was Sally Abels.